you doing? All three stupid guys plus or one, two, three, four, five guys more? I don't know. We're losing numbers here. We got an extra host this week. We got one of the hosts of 2 Cents Radio along with Rob and one or two times per year, Danny.
Every once in a while.
Sometimes fill in on RFF Radio. And every Friday has his own show from 2 to 4 p.m. on 107.7 FM WFCS. He has his own website, NicoEmpire.com, and you can find him on Twitter at FunnyNicoTweets. We have Nico this week. Welcome to the show.
That was the nicest thing everybody's ever said to me. Did all that research. That's amazing. Wow. Hi. Glad to be here. I'm podcasting with a podcast legend. I've made it. I'm podcasting with Jack.
You're welcome. I'm a podcast legend. I know this.
I thought you were going to talk about Rust. You're podcasting with Rust.
Podcasting legend.
I mean, I did call him Jay pre-show because I saw the name there in Google Plus. It was Jay, so that was my first question.
Jay's
my favorite.
I got Jack. It's like, yes.
Well, it's because everything we have is Jay, and I've told the story before. I always answered the emails, and someone goes, "Oh, Jay, you're my favorite. I don't like Jack, but." I like you, Jay. You're my favorite. I go, oh, thanks. That's okay. So she was tearing me apart as she gushed over Jay, but I was the one responding to it.
Nice.
Even though I put Jack at the bottom of the thing, but most people just go, Jay. But I don't care. It makes him happy. And I took it as a compliment because you thought I looked young. So
that's true. Yeah, that's true. No, you're my favorite now.
Okay, well, thanks.
Wow, now. That's... Wow.
Hey, that's something. That's something up in the world.
I was the person that sent that email years ago.
Okay.
My name was Deanna at the time.
Deanna at the time. I should Google that, see if I could find it, because it was hilarious. It just went on like two. She just kept going on and then just trashing me, but it's okay.
And Jack's always wrong, and he's always like doubting Locke, and you know.
Stupid theory. Well, she did like Locke, so that was the anyone who liked Locke. I took. They hated me, so
it's kind of like the people that listen to our sports show that are Patriots fans,
right?
You know? Yeah. They feel a certain way about that we have a certain bias, you know.
I think we say a lot of nice things about the Patriots.
We had nice things to say this week.
They're very good cheaters. Very, very good cheaters.
They're called a lot.
I never have said that. I am not associated with this man. I don't know who he is.
They're great at cheating.
Their quarterback has very good fake hair.
Hey, I'm
dressed up like a turkey.
I'm jealous of the hair. I'm not going to lie.
They have the greatest Frankenstein ever at tight end.
Speaking of Frankensteins, let's bring it back to the horror show that is The Walking Dead before we get another bad review about we get off topic about sports. It happens. Walking Dead, start to finish is the name of the story. But who's start to finish?
The fans of the show.
The writers that couldn't finish it.
Well, why don't we go through the line, see who liked it, who didn't like it. Start with our
everybody,
guest.
Everybody raise your hands if you liked it. It's unanimous. Oh, we got Russ.
Did you like it, Russ?
It was all right. It wasn't my favorite, series ending show. But I mean, I suppose it could have been worse. But I suppose it could have been better too. It's kind of right in the middle.
It's kind of how I felt, Russ.
What a review!
Yeah, it's honestly how I felt. I think Russ put the.
I think he did. Nico, how'd you feel about it?
Oh, I despised it. It was horrendous. Like, no, I thought it was awful. No, you brought up a good point of, like, who is the start to finish. And I just keep going back on this season. I mean, I've been down on the whole season of the show, so I guess this is not new. But I just feel like, I don't know, where's the character arc? Where's, like, the singular character arc of this year? Like, what character evolved? What character changed? Like, we're at the same place we were, 8 weeks ago, except now Deanna's dead. Like, wonderful. Dandy. I mean, I just don't see what is the theme of the season? What's the arc? I don't know. I'm not seeing it.
Well, Deanna deserved to die because she keeps shooting the zombies in the chest. It's the head. It's the head. It's the head.
She's not catching on. You think they'd all get the memo by now?
I know she's pretty short, so she's probably aiming for the head. Maybe she's hitting him in the chest. I don't know, but I'm glad she's gone.
Now, I will say this. I made this good list, bad list. I pointed out at the beginning of the show. Deanna did make the good list here. She's finally an interesting character. I thought in this episode, I was like, finally. Like, I don't know who she was. Like, she always kind of was brooding in the background and listening to her Nine Inch Nails and just.
It's like you're watching Survivor. It's like the person's going to get eliminated. They're like, finally, we'll build up this character before we kill him off.
Exactly. And that's what happens. And you're just like, okay, now you were an actual, like, rounded out kind of like, I started, not that I liked her, but she felt real to me as a person, like, as a character. And then she was gone.
Just she like did that. Have one of the best lines of the night, though, when Rick was, she was over the baby's crib or playpen, and Rick thought she was a zombie, and I'm not one of them yet, or whatever she said. I go, well, yeah, that's a cool line. I go, but what are you doing in there?
That was a close second line to Carl's best line of the night.
Carl's line? What was Carl's line?
Carl's line was, I get it. My dad killed your dad, but you need to know something.
Your dad. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I thought you were going with the Deanna one where she used another cuss word. I can't.
Oh, she said.
Really great moment.
She said shit.
Yeah, and I just can't remember what the thing was. Like,
you normally
don't
swear on there, but I don't think anyone's listening, so I think it's okay to say.
When she got bit, right? When she
got bit,
she's like, shit.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. She was just the realization.
They all saw the bite on there, and it was like, and later on, Rick goes, "She does know what's going to happen."
I guess I'm off the show, and I guess I'm going to have to do a Talking Dead appearance.
Surprise appearance, too. Can't announce it. Can't tell your friends, hey, I'm going to be on Talking Dead tonight. No, it's going to be a surprise appearance.
Was she on it was Jason Alexander, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. I sadly missed
and
it.
And the person that dies.
The what?
So she had her mandatory appearance on there.
Was she on there?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see it. I forgot to tape it, too.
That's how you knew Glenn wasn't dead a couple weeks ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, because he's by the dumpster.
Clearly. Before we get off of Deanna and the actress, I was reading, I think it was on Entertainment Weekly, about how she didn't want to be off the show. And when she read the script about her being bitten, she was kind of pleading with the writers, like, okay, now what if I'm the first person that, like, I don't die? And I have the cure, like, I'm immune to it or something. And so she was trying to, like, keep on the show, which I think is weird because, again, what has she been doing? She's just kind of this, like, old kind of ghost in the background that's just, like, just watching people and glaring. And I don't know. She never had any great dialogue until the end.
Great scream, though. Great scream. First ballot Hall of Fame Walking Dead screamer this week. Really good way to go out.
Well, yeah. Do we know she's dead? We didn't see her die. I saw Glenn, you know, 4 weeks ago. It took 4 weeks to find out if Glenn was dead or alive. So maybe maybe the screaming scared the walkers away.
Oh, okay. I'll go this way now.
Yeah.
She hid under the bed. Yeah. So.
I think she turned a crib over and is hiding in the crib.
Would that work?
She's small enough.
Yeah, Judith fell on top.
Next season, Deanna's Walker Date Babysitting Club.
At least she's still on the show.
You know, they'll come back and the first episode will be from end to beginning.
I just wish that it actually meant that they were going to start to finish the show. So,
in our dreams. In our dreams.
So what do you think about it, Nico? You said you've been soured on this whole season. Do they need to have an end date?
Yeah, that's a short answer, yes. I mean, okay, so like, I think the Glenn thing was the first thing that got to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not opposed to the fact that they faked out his death and then they brought him back. Like, that wasn't horrendous to me, but I thought it was horribly handled in the sense that, like, we all knew. They made it so obvious that he was going to come back. That right. It wasn't a surprise, and it should have been more of an effect, and it wasn't. And I just feel like, I don't know, the whole conversation of is he dead, is he not dead, is kind of getting a little tiresome to me. I think death's overrated on TV. Is that a fair statement?
I think very fair. I think we all agree. We said, because it just lost all its momentum because it kept dragging it out, I didn't care. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite characters, and I said, I don't care if he's alive or dead. I just don't care anymore. And I think I think we all agreed on that. And I think most of that's what most Walking Dead fans were saying. I don't care anymore.
Well, and if you're going to stick us out, like, then go the whole distance and use the cheerleader TV show that comes on afterwards and just lie. Have Glenn on there and fake it, mm-hmm. right? Like, right. have the actor on there and fake it, because, like, we all kind of were like, well, he didn't appear on there, so it's not real. So at this point, the cheerleader show that you've created to, like, boast ratings or whatever, or, you know, just fill an hour of space with cheap fluff, you know, fake it. Oh, yeah, that's what you do. Like, yeah. just lie to us.
Take that back. Marilyn Manson is not cheap fluff.
Oh, Marilyn Manson might still be the best thing that appeared on that show. At least yeah. his segment. I'm just saying his segment.
What, do you guys remember the episode that we absolutely hated the most this current season? Was it the one with Morgan?
I liked it.
Oh, yeah, we liked the Morgan one.
What was the one episode that we hated?
It was the one after that.
It was the one after that.
Now. It was called Now. So, Nico, what did you think of the Morgan?
What did you think of that one?
Yeah, I thought... I was the biggest cheerleader for the show the first couple weeks. I thought the show was going in a good direction. Just because I feel like the high point of Walking Dead was the second half of... Was it season 4? Where it's all like these bottle episodes and it's all like these character studies and it's just splitting these, you know, and do it almost, not to talk about Lost too much because I know you guys do enough of that, you know, I felt like the show really excelled when it was very Lost-like in the sense that mm-hmm. this stuff going on in the apocalypse is not that interesting. Let's, you know, develop these characters. Let's find out more about them. That, I think, is what, you know, Lost discovered in those first couple seasons, is that no one really cares what's going on the island. Let's, you know, have these flashbacks and let's get into these characters more. That's what we remember from Lost. We don't really remember the stuff that happened on the island, and that's what most people hate. So I think, you know, if they did 8 episodes of, like, Morgan-like episodes, I feel like I'm down for that. I don't really care what's going on with the zombies breaking down the wall and killing people. Like, I don't know. That, to me, has become tiresome. But they just sort of... I don't know. Go ahead.
Are you waiting for polar bears and fish biscuits to show up?
Yeah. No, I'm ready for a hatch, and I'm ready for some numbers, and I'm ready to break that down. That's what I'm waiting for.
Well, I agree. I think like Michonne's flashback, where we see that how she, mm-hmm. you know, her life was before, and then we find out the two zombies she's been carrying were her boyfriend and brother, or I can't remember, but they were people she knew, and it just. That was interesting, but like I said, first two episodes this season, I think we were all on board. I think that the Now episode was the one where Rick suddenly escapes out of the RV surrounded by zombies, right?
Yeah, it was that one where all of a sudden he's back, and it's like, well, how did he get away?
Mm-hmm. And they just completely said, you know what, we're not going to tell you.
Yeah, we're just, and they actually got to
imagination.
Well, I mean, they actually did get to character development in that episode, which kind of paid off in this one, but the way that they've been doing the character development I don't think has been as satisfying, such as the character Denise, who's the surgeon or what have you. By the time we get to the point where she's locked up in the room with the wolf, I actually kind of like the tension because I've seen enough of her that I'm like, okay, this is going to be cool, and she seems so, I don't know, frail, like, and innocent next to this, like, killer that's just
right.
caged in the room. I liked that because we got to know her, and if it was just some random person, we'd be like, oh, she's dead, right? And maybe she still is. However, since I got a little bit of something with her, it's just how we got to that point. It just wasn't fun. And if it's not fun, why are we,
Can I ask a question? Why did Carol have to kill him then?
Right.
Why was it so important? It's just like, it was just such lazy writing that they had to set up the scene, this whole dramatic scene where standoff between Morgan and Carol.
Yeah. Hey,
Carol's smart in that. You got zombies crashing your party there. So you need to protect yourself. Who cares about the guy that Morgan's trying to protect? I didn't get that part.
Can I raise something? She might have a concussion. Unlike Ben Roethlisberger, she didn't pull herself out of the episode.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So... And then Morgan hits her again. She might have 2 concussions, so she might have to sit out like 3 or 4 episodes next year. I'm just saying.
That's true. There is a episode concussion rule now.
That was my least favorite. I the whole time shaking my head going, I don't understand why you have to kill this guy now. Why
I agree. I thought that part was kind of dumb.
So where are we on?
Oh, go. Okay, go ahead, Nick.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, where are we in terms of hashtag Team Carol or hashtag Team Morgan? I feel like that's an important conversation to be having right now.
That's good.
Right? Like, I feel like you got to take a side.
I'm all for Carol. The guy deserves to die, but it made no sense. Why at this point does she have to run out of the house, turn the lights on him, and Morgan walking around without a stick for a while? He doesn't go anywhere without a stick. And, yeah, he does love the stick, but I go, come on, really? This is what we're doing here? And I knew the whole time I knew it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to happen. I just was waiting for it. I don't know.
I thought Carol was dead there. I thought for sure that that's what we were getting.
Maybe she fell on her knife and she dies.
Something like that.
Somebody big was going to die. Like, oh, we lost Deanna. Okay, yeah.
Well, I've been waiting for it for like 5 straight half-season finales now. I've been waiting for the major character to die. Like, I've been bracing myself for Carol to die for like 3 seasons, and I haven't gotten it yet. You know?
Are you a Carol hater then?
No, I love Carol, but I've just been... Because I just keep seeing, like, I don't know, glimpses of... You know, you can just sort of tell. Like, I remember, like, last year, I was convinced every episode that was going to be her time, just because...
Sure. Definitely last year, I thought.
You know, they played up, oh, she's an outsider, she's, like, coming back into this group, she's dead, her story.
Well, and last season started off with her saving the group, and, you know, I thought that this season started off really strong again. We loved the high-octane, amped-up kind of first 2 episodes, and then somewhere it lost its way, and I just don't feel it ever gained that, like, oh... I don't know, momentum or just like... I mean, I liked the walkers taking over the city. I actually liked it visually. I thought it was like a really cool story, and I almost wanted to get to it sooner. I almost wish that we had 2 episodes where they had to deal with this, like the entire city is flooded with ants, you know? Like, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, that was...
And what was with Maggie getting up the ladder? She's not uncoordinated. What took her so long to get up the ladder? I'm just like, I know she's pregnant, but get up the ladder. I mean, she's just having trouble getting up the ladder. She's struggling with the ladder. The ladder falls. I'm like going...
Well, there was a lot of tripping going on, too. I don't know if anybody picked up on that in the first, like, 5 minutes.
Well, Carol trips, and you have to have the woman running in.
And Maggie tripped, too.
And Maggie tripped, yes. So.
And Rick was on the ground. It was like, what's going on? Are we just stuck in a B-roll movie or something? Like,
and Eugene was just there holding his machete. I think, Nico, you said there's no character development. He's holding a machete. So he has grown. I mean, in the past, I did like the fact when they come in there and the wolf is holding the gun to their head, and he goes, throw your guns over, and Eugene throws his sword, his machete. Yeah. He didn't ask for the machete, he just asked for a gun.
Yes, as if the wolf was threatened by Eugene's machete.
Yes.
He was intimidated by that mullet.
Throw your guns over here, slide them over here. And I go, what? I go, you didn't say gun, you just said guns. So.
Bad move, by the way. They had the upper hand, they had the guns.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys watched Justified, but Raylan Gibbs would have shot him in the head. That'd have been it.
Mm-hmm. And Denise was there. Denise is an extra character we just got introduced this season, so. Would it have been big loss?
She was good on Nurse Jackie.
Is Nurse Jackie still a thing?
It finished the season.
Oh. How many seasons did that do?
The two characters that bother me the most on there are the Pastor and Eugene. I'm like, they are the biggest waste of characters. Like, you could get rid of them and write them out, and it's like it doesn't even affect the show.
Eugene has heart.
I love Eugene.
He has a great haircut.
Eugene, you know what? The more I watch Eugene and his facial expressions, honestly, reminds me of Norv Turner. You can put that exact look, and that's exactly how he looks.
No, Norv Turner's a zombie. I'm telling you.
Well, I like Eugene, I don't know. I like that it shows that he's inept. He's still, like, stunned and petrified, but yet he has something valuable to the group.
He was reading a book, and he had a lighter. Was it dark in the garage? Because it looked like there's plenty of light in there. Why did he have the lighter?
But he was kind of just, like, holding it, like, in front of the book, too. It didn't even seem like he was, like, lighting it.
Like, he was protecting himself against the zombies breaking in. I don't know.
Actually, I think the book that he was reading was How to Pick Locks, and then it came in handy.
It was world history.
Yeah.
World history.
I got to tell you, I love Eugene just because I feel like he is me in the zombie apocalypse. That's always been, like, I want to think, like, if I need a point of view character, if I need a point of reference for what I would be doing in that situation, it's Eugene in Walking Dead. Definitely.
So you look up to him, so that's nice.
I do, no. I believe in myself after that. Like, if he can wield a machete, maybe I can one day.
Yeah. And he was standing there where they were all walking by him, and then the walkie-talkie... Someone said something on the walkie-talkie, and then we never heard anything from the walkie-talkie again, did we?
Oh, yeah, we didn't hear the walkie-talkie.
Well, we did find out Eugene was the one that said help on the walkie-talkie when
Daryl... Oh, that's right.
Really?
That's what it was about. When did we learn that?
When he said help. When all the zombies were coming from.
There you go. I just kind of blanked out on that part. Good job. Good job.
You know, I used to The Walking Dead actually answering questions.
Yeah, I just didn't think that it was answered. One other thing I wanted to bring up that was on my list of good and bad stuff, and it falls kind of right in the middle, is the kid that plays Sam. Acting great. I thought, you know, he's not really that likable, but the kid, I don't know, he comes across as being a really good actor because, I don't know, like, he's got to be scared, petrified, he looks pasty white.
Mom.
So here's my thought.
Someone better shut that kid up, that's all I'm saying.
See, I think this is Sam's story. I think this episode is start to finish Sam's story. It starts off with him in his little bubble, you know, playing with his toys, listening to that crazy song, Tiptoeing Through the Tulips.
And drawing. And
again.
And what he was drawing.
Yes, go ahead, Mike.
He was drawing the scene that Carol described to him of the walkers and the monsters.
Tied to a tree in the forest.
From last season, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't eat all his cookie.
Right. So it starts off with him, and then it ends with him. It ends at this moment where... I think he's about ready to blow it, and the walkers are going to turn. And they're all kind of walking in a line right there, so they would be separated, too, the group. I don't know.
So basically, Sam's finished. See you next year, Sam.
Is that a big loss?
No, not really.
I don't feel like I'm mourning. Like, what's Rick's girlfriend's name?
Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Jesse's girl.
I mean, like, they say that, like, your best measure as a person is, like, the kids that you produce. I feel like that doesn't speak well on Jesse.
Just be brave enough.
Her, well, her husband was an asshole. We do know that.
That's true.
So it might not be Jesse's fault. It could be the genes of the dad. So
she's been trying to protect him this whole time as well from the dad.
You guys want to talk about Ron and Carl in the garage now?
That was at least a better fight than the first one they had.
Better, yes.
Okay, so what's the motivation here? Like, I mean, I get, like, you know, he's hormonal. You know, Ron is, like, really amped up. It's a weird time in his life or whatever. And he's, like, defending his turf. I get that, but, like, is the motivation as simple as Carl stole my girlfriend, so now I'm going to shoot him in the head? Is that what he's doing?
I thought it was that maybe his dad killed his dad, so it was kind of a revenge thing.
I think he was trying to get back at that. I think he was trying to get back at.
I think he wanted Carl's hat. it's time for Carl. It was cute when he was a kid, when he was little. It's time to. It looks dumb. Can we just say that it just looks stupid?
Yes. No, I agree with that.
He's outgrown it. So yeah. I think
get a new hat, Carl.
He should give the hat to Eugene.
I have to put on the big boy hat.
Hey, what's with another scene that bothered me was the couch scene.
Yeah, that couch is just so movable. It's just boom.
Wouldn't it have been better to keep the couch flat and keep it flat pushed up against the door than trying to put this couch and they're just pushing? The whole scene looked bad. Like it was just poorly done. I'm just like going, okay, this couch ain't gonna hold.
They move that couch, and they actually move it in and block the stairwell then too.
Right.
And also, what good does the couch do? Like, can't you just hold up the door with your backs? Like, do you need a couch in between?
Yeah, that's why I said you've been better put the couch flat.
Yeah.
And pushed on the couch.
One person can lie down at a time. You like take a nap.
Yeah, you take shifts.
Yeah.
All right, was there anything in this episode we liked? Because I hate bashing it. I hate bashing a show.
Well, I just want to give you a little fun fact here.
Okay.
This episode got a 32% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, the lowest score ever of an episode of Walking Dead.
Wow.
Hmm. Not a good mid-season finale. I did like the end teaser part, which I almost missed.
Really, like most people. I almost missed. Yeah. They put it on a different show.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you're going to do this end teaser thing, like, can you just do a little bit of credits and then roll it? Like, do we have to go all the way?
I didn't even bother. I said, nah.
Okay.
I didn't see it either, so.
I said, okay, well, it will be back to February, and I won't remember, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Go ahead and explain it, though.
Okay, so Daryl, Sasha, and Captain, from Captain and Tennille, because Abraham's rocking the Captain's jacket.
Love will keep us together.
Seriously, he's rock. You look up Captain and Tennille pictures, that's what he's wearing.
But you know what? They're divorced now.
Doesn't matter to the story.
They separated like 2 years ago.
Doesn't matter to the end teaser.
Okay.
Or the podcast.
So is Abraham and you know, what's her name?
Abraham, Sasha, Rosita.
Well, I thought she was gonna die. She just looked
I thought she was worried
about Abraham. And Abraham's moved on.
He's moved on and rocking the captain jacket. Anyway, all three of them are in this, you know, their fuel truck, and they it catches on fire, and they drive it off of a cliff with into all of these zombies,
so crazy.
And all three
so
of them die.
So crazy. Ridiculous.
Are they in the truck?
They're in the truck. Everyone dies. It's Hamlet. No, but seriously, though, what happens is they pull up to – the road is blocked. They pull up to a blockade in that truck, and it's a bunch of guys on bikes, and they basically hijack them. They tell them to get out of the vehicle. Their weapons are now theirs.
Well, don't they have the rocket launcher?
Yeah, but I guess that it's not like they can just whip it out and be like a rocket launcher.
Abraham's got one rocket launcher versus about 12 guys on motorcycles with machine guns.
Yeah, they all have machine guns, and they're all pretty much like...
They did the math, and they said, yeah, we'll give up ourselves.
And they reference Negan's group, which is this, we're going to learn more about, him.
But apparently comic book friends were freaking out over that name.
Yeah, well, we knew that Negan was going to make an appearance. I mean, even though I haven't read this far into the story, I knew about him and some of his existence. I don't care about Walking Dead spoilers. I'm like, spoilers be damned with this show. Like, it does enough of, like, driving me crazy. Like, I'll just look up stuff. Seriously.
But apparently, he's a big enough character, they got the comedian from the Watchmen movie to play him.
That's what you know him from?
That's what I hear from other stuff.
Wasn't he on like Sons of Anarchy or something, or one of those FX shows?
Well, I don't even know his real name, so.
No. Well, what's his name?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, right?
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Yeah, I was gonna say Jeffrey Dahmer, but I knew that was not right.
Yeah. But yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer's not right. It'll break records in the TV ratings.
What was he on? He was on one of those shows. He was on, like, I don't know, one of those FX shows I don't watch.
He's on The Good Wife. He was on he's on The Good Wife right now. And he's on Edgy? No.
I brought The Watchmen. You guys have to fill out the rest.
Yeah, he's on The Good Wife. He's on The Walking Dead, Guns for Hire show, Heist. Magic City was on a show that was on what station was that? What network? Stars? Yeah, okay. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so yeah, I guess he's going to be on. That's cool. That's all I got.
I mean, yeah, I guess there's like a big scene coming, and it involves a beloved character.
Well, should we have more Daryl? Is that the problem? We need more Daryl on this show?
No.
More action?
No. More action?
More cliffhangers.
More cliffhangers. Like, I don't know. Am I the only one that's like, maybe I need to go into the Walking Dead writers' room, and maybe I need to, like, tell them, like, the answer is not more zombies. Like, I feel like that's just their answer for everything now. Like, what do we do next? Just add more zombies to it.
Or the zombie kill of the week. Did we have a zombie kill of the week? Was there... I don't remember a zombie.
Michonne had a pretty nice one.
And she sliced him up.
Yeah, she like gutted him. She like got him through the middle and that all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how they got the sheath and they had that perfectly cut circle that went over their head. Did they have a pair of scissors up there? You notice every sheet had a perfectly cut the hole was perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not good with a machete or a knife or something like that, but there's no way it'd look without being all ripped up.
Hey.
We lost Matt again. I just noticed that Matt's gone. Matt just said, the heck with it, I'm out of here.
It's a cliffhanger. Right. Will he return?
All right. Can anyone think of a good scene? A scene that you go, all right, that was worthy of me watching this episode. Anybody?
I like the wolf. I'm a fan of the wolf. I want more of that guy. Like, yeah, he's my favorite character on the show.
I thought that scene with Carol and Morgan was bad, but I didn't like, I have to agree that I did like that. He was, you know, he was very calm, saying, yeah, we're all going to die. I'm just trying to help them. I'm just sending them on their way. I did like that scene, but then the Carol Morgan scene ruined it.
Yeah. I liked the scene with Denise. Like, I liked early on. He was really creepy. I think he's got that look. Maybe, I don't know, it's the teeth or what it is. He's got that really, like...
It's definitely the yellow teeth.
He's never... All the stuff they've stolen from people, it's not one toothbrush or toothpaste has ever been stolen.
That's true.
We can see, so...
That's a good point. No, like, I want the flashback episode with that guy. I want his origin story. And I liked him, and I don't know. That's about it.
Hey, did you get Matt's text?
I did. Matt said, just in the show without him, he can't get back. He's been having computer problems, so he just said...
He said I could start, but I couldn't finish.
I'll just tell him okay.
Happens. We won't get his notes. That's too bad. It's frozen contract.
Hey, tell him we switched his Detroit or his Green Bay pick to Detroit.
All right, I'll do that. I'll do that. Anything else we want to talk about this episode that we bashed for 30 minutes or so? I just like the whole thing. Glenn and what's her name? Ina. Ian looking at the Maggie on the thing, and Glenn's like, huh. And it's just nothing. There's no sense of urgency. I'm like going, there's your pregnant wife sitting up there. You have no plan. This is how we're going to leave it.
He's like, oh, man, the balloons. The balloons are gone. We lost the balloons. I don't know what we're going to do now.
The crazy thing is I'd say this is the first season of Walking Dead where I don't really care about when the next season is coming on.
Did Fear the Walking Dead hurt that? That's been my theory. I've been talking with my co-host Rob on Two Cents Radio about this quite a bit because we were not Fear the Walking Dead fans. But did that show, just the fact that that show exists, kind of hurt our excitement for the season maybe?
I don't know because I didn't really get into Fear the Walking Dead that much just because I kind of knew what to expect or knew where it was going. So it didn't really affect me. I just felt like this season was just kind of, you know, the first two were good, and then it was like downhill from there, and I just felt like they're just kind of like spinning tires in the mud. You know, I mean, it's almost gotten to the point where, you know, what season was it that they were at the prison for so long? Right. You know, and it was like, okay, yeah. It was like, you know, okay, come on, like, give me some more, you know, like something else.
It might have affected if they split up, like, their writing staff and all the producers and directors. Because, I don't know, the season felt like it fell apart.
Well, I think the fear of The Walking Dead, the problem I had with it is there were so many characters I just hated. Mm. I wanted to see them killed off, and they survived. I just didn't like some of their characters. I thought poorly written. It was kind of lazy writing at times, and I don't know. I just... Like I said, we all agree, first two episodes were really good, and then it just kind of fell apart. Mm-hmm. I think they're just like, they need an end date. They have to say, okay, this is, because they're just obviously dragging it out. Yeah. It's like Lost, those couple seasons where they said, okay, we got to make this last. We're going to bring some characters in that have been here the whole time. You just didn't see them, and we're going to make stories with them. And then, I don't know, it just seems like they're just, I think The Walking Dead needs to kill some people off, and get some kind of wrap up, some end date, and
I think there was the same review of this podcast. See, it keeps dragging on, and he kills people off.
We tried to kill Russ, but he keeps coming back. He's like a cockroach.
Tell me
it's burgers. It's the cheeseburgers, I'm telling you.
What'd you say, Nico?
No, tell me if you'd watch... Okay, here's my pitch for the show. Let's say Walking Dead for the next 4 years takes the Lost format, and it's just flashbacks from before the zombie apocalypse. And it's like, here's Rick's day-to-day life and why he's the way he is now. Here's Shane before the zombie apocalypse. That's a better show, right? Like, we just got rid of the zombie thing altogether.
I think the worst... Going back to Shane, I think that was what killed the show.
Yeah.
I like Shane. And I think him and Rick, you know, and it turns out, you know, Shane was right. You know, Rick has actually become Shane in a way. But, I'd watch more flashbacks.
Yeah, I feel like that's the answer here. I feel like just stop with the whole zombie thing. Because if we keep doing zombie stories, it just gets tiresome.
But a lot of people didn't like the Morgan flashback. I loved the Morgan flashback, but two people on here hated it.
Well, we said that the timing of it was horrible.
Well, because
I think if they had started maybe the season with it or used it at the end of last season, going into this season, I think that would have been a better spot for it. Like everyone was trying to figure out what was going on, and it was like you've got this like 2-hour episode on Morgan, and it's like, okay, this is the most boring thing in the world.
Well, maybe because every time they would show Morgan, people got excited. So maybe they said, okay, I see what you're saying about the position of it. But, you know, they'd show a glimpse of Morgan, be like, oh, Morgan, we're going to hear more about Morgan. Well, they finally give you more about Morgan. Everyone goes, well, not right now.
I've always hated that.
So I get that, where, you know, we had Glenn under the dumpster. And
yeah, you're right. They did the same thing with Game of Thrones like a couple seasons ago. That happens with Game of Thrones all the time, is they'll do like a big cliffhanger, and then they'll give you a great episode the next episode, but right. It didn't like, you know...
Answer the question.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, that's dumb. I don't know. I'm less obsessed with whether or not characters are alive, and I just like want good episodes of shows. I think that's where I'm at now in TV in 2015, is that I really don't care what happens. I just care like how it's told.
You want great storytelling.
I do. Because
Do you watch The Leftovers?
I couldn't get into it. I tried.
Now, did you your season one, right?
Yeah. No, I did like the first two episodes.
Watch season. You watch the third episode is the best probably of season one, and season two has been amazing.
I have heard season two, like, the show reboots itself and it becomes, like,
You don't even have to... To be honest with you, I tell people this all the time, you really don't even have to watch season one.
Really?
You can watch season...
Get away with it?
I think so. People say you can't, but it's a kind of completely different story. You could power through... Cause season one is kind of depressing, but season two, there hasn't been a bad episode.
Yeah, I just couldn't, I don't know. It just became a little too Damon Lindelof for me. Just a little too much.
Think the problem is he was tied up with the whole story of the book and stuff like that. And the second season, I guess it goes off the grid, and it's just, it's amazing.
Cool. No, I think eventually I'll get around to it.
Yeah.
If I can get past that season one of a cult that smokes cigarettes and doesn't talk. I'll try to get through that.
First two episodes were tough. The third episode is really good. Mm-hmm. I think the fourth episode is pretty good, too. Now, there's some hit-or-miss episodes in there. They got rid of a lot of characters.
They smashed some of those characters.
Yeah. So, and characters I couldn't stand. I couldn't stand this one character in season one. I actually felt sorry for him in season two. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
But if you want good storytelling, this season has been amazing. It's only 10 episodes, so it's been excellent.
Maybe that's the new show now, because I've been looking for that new show ever since Breaking Bad ended, and it seems I'm falling off of like all those shows I've been watching for a while. Homeland and
Homeland was terrible. Season four, was it season three? No, season three was really bad.
Season three was terrible. Season four, and then this season, I don't know. I've been very meh. And Walking Dead is another example of a lot of things. The one I'm really into now is Fargo. Fargo's my show right now.
Yeah, I watched season one of Fargo. I have it on DVR this season. I haven't watched it yet.
It's phenomenal.
I'm trying to catch up on the 100 and what other show am I watching? Narcos. If you have Netflix, watch Narcos.
I've heard great things about Narcos.
Narcos is excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. And you're watching Survivor, where they killed off the smart character.
Yeah, they did.
They killed off.
Right, the writing got better.
Oh my God, Survivor's been top notch. That's really bad when my favorite show on TV right now is a reality show. But Survivor is my jam these days.
It's excellent. It's been a great season.
I'm glad Fishback got voted off, so I couldn't. Oh my God!
Whoa, spoiler alert!
Take him anymore. Like,
yeah, you gotta say spoiler alert before you say that, Russ.
You might want to get off.
Everyone should have seen it. Everyone should have seen it by now. Tomorrow's the next episode.
You know, there are people that haven't seen something for 3 years, and if you say something, they're gonna be mad.
Oh yeah. My
people
goodness!
People saving up these Walking Dead with three super guys.
Yeah, I would stay away from the internet with that point of view. I feel like Twitter will not take kindly to you bashing Stephen Fishback.
Yeah,
that's why Russ stays on Twitter. He doesn't have a Twitter account.
You know, I'm sorry I offended all the chicks out there. How's that?
Sorry, Colleen, you chick.
That's Colleen's favorite person on Survivor, so.
I'm sure. He's a podcaster.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. You know what? I just got tired of listening to him snivel and whine. You know.
Wait, are we doing a podcast of Rob at RFF?
Seriously, you know what? Like, out of all the characters that are on there, like, he was the biggest pussy. I'm not kidding.
Whoa. I gotta watch the language, man.
What? Are you kidding me?
We're getting a 5-star review from Rob RFF. I'm just telling
you. We said other words by the way.
By the way, it's a real show. They're not characters.
I don't know about that, Jack.
Abby Maria is a pretty big character.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can call her a person. No, I don't know anybody like her.
You're dead to me, Nico. You're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Suddenly, Abby Maria turned into Donald Trump over there.
You're fired.
You know, just for the record, both my kids were absolutely happy when we watched The Last Survivor. They were both happy, and they're 12 and 10, and they were, like, so wanting those two to be off of there.
Well, are they Joe fans?
Yeah, they like Joe, and they like Keith.
Stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan.
I love Keith. It's like...
I don't know what that's all about. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to compete. Okay, good enough.
I'm one of the ones that said I was okay with that. The people that say it's outwit, outlast, outplay. It's not say I'm going to help you build a better shelter. You want to build a better shelter? Get off your hammock and build a better shelter.
Right.
I disagreed with the people that were complaining about that.
About
what?
The ones where Keith competed. Yeah, like Sierra was going to win anyway. Sierra had no chance to win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Kimmy had no chance to win.
Right. Like, those two were, it's maybe, and Spencer would have been the only other person that could have won that challenge, right?
Right.
The only thing they were doing by, you know, casting themselves for the better good of the group was prolonging their exit maybe by one, you know, by one more, you know, tribal. Other than that, I mean, they were pretty much... I mean, they're on the bottom. I mean, they've been on the bottom.
Well, Joe had to compete, or he'd been gone.
Yeah.
You would think anyway.
Maybe not, though. Maybe not.
Yeah. When you have two votes and you go home, that's a bad play. And I'll be honest, I did laugh when he got voted off, because it did crack me up.
Well, no, but you know what? They did have a chance to eliminate him earlier. He didn't win immunity that time. They did have a chance to eliminate him, and they chose not to.
Well, I know. Fishback had two votes, and he split the vote.
Well, yep. It was also great because when he was casting his vote, he's like, I just want to enjoy this moment right here of eliminating Joe.
29 days I've been trying to get rid of you. Now it's happening.
Which, to me, if you're trying to eliminate Joe, I don't understand why you just don't use both votes for Joe.
He already had an idol.
Then don't vote for Joe then. Yeah. Like, here's the thing about Steve. Like, you had the votes against you last time. Why don't you think you're going to have them against you this time?
I agree.
I don't know. I don't know, man. And like, Spencer voted against you already.
Well, it's funny. 2 weeks earlier, he wanted to get rid of Kelly. And he got rid of Kelly. Kelly was loyal.
Yeah.
They should have just stuck with the plan and got rid of the three witches.
Yep.
All right, Keith.
Stick to the plan. And two of those girls voted against him, and he got voted out because of it.
Yep.
He overplayed his hand.
He did. I still love Fishback, though.
Yeah.
Except when he's crying.
Wow. I think I like him more when he cries. When he has gastrointestinal
disease, problems.
There you go.
It's called diarrhea.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him on that one. We've all been there, so.
Hopefully, Crying Stevens will still make an appearance on Survivor podcast with Jay and Jack.
I asked him, but I got no response back to him.
I'm not saying the actual one. I'm saying the fake Crying Stevens.
Oh, yeah. Well, what we learned from the leftovers that you eat baby carrots, that keeps you from crying. I didn't know that. Did you know that? Anybody?
I don't watch the leftovers, I can tell you.
That's right. Did you know about the baby carrot thing? It's not a leftover thing. I guess it's a real thing.
A baby carrot will what?
You can't cry when eating baby carrots.
That's true?
I guess it's true. I don't know.
I gotta try that out.
Well,
next time I'm watching a chick flick.
I disagree, because I think if you eat cheeseburgers, that keeps you happy as well, and you don't need to cry.
All right, so are we wrapping this podcast up? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. On the cheeseburgers.
Anything else we want to talk about The Walking Dead before we take off? Anything you want to say? Anybody?
Thank you for helping us out this week, Nico.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad it's over. Maybe they'll have a. Hopefully, they'll have a long break where they can think of actually pulling interest back in.
Maybe. Maybe we should have Nico back the start of The Walking Dead.
Oh, I'd love to.
And then you see the first episode, and we see if you like the direction they're going now. Should we plan on that? And was it February?
February 14th, Valentine's Day.
February 14th. We'll plan on that. So we'll probably record on the 15th. So we'll plan on that. That work for you?
Book me. I'm down.
All right. I'm in. So I'm going to write this down so we can remember it. We'll remember. I'm just kidding. So are we ready to wrap this up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I forgot the Patreon thing. If you'd like to help support this great podcast and many others like it, you know the list of podcasts. You can help us out going to Patreon/JayandJack. And at this time, we'd like to thank a couple special Patreons, Tax from Tokyo and Eckhart Richner Glatfelter. Thanks for helping us out, and thanks for listening to our podcast. That's it. That's all I got.
The Merryman Podcast, The Walking Dead with three super guys.
Oh, you know, I forgot
Sports
that.
Sports Talk with three super guys.
You know, I left the Married Man Podcast out when I was talking. We were on Sports Talk.
The Amazing Race Podcast with Jack and Cindy.
Yes.
The Leftovers.
You know, she was saying again, my wife was saying again, we should apply for that show. I go, no, I'd come off looking like the jerk because I'd be yelling at you the whole time. I'd be the bad guy. I'd be like, I scream, oh, I hate that guy. Look how he treats his wife. I'd be screaming at her the whole time. I'd be the villain. There's no question I'd be the villain in it. I go, no.
Instead you're the jerk on the podcast every week.
So exactly.
You could have been on this next season. They're doing social media moguls, right?
Are they?
I feel like you and Jay are like right in line for that, no? Of the social media stars. They have a Vine star on. Instead of some podcasters.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should try on that.
Son of a bitch.
We should get on
that. How do I not know about this?
Well, Jay's good at directions, and he can't drive a stick shift, so I could drive this. He'd be the person on this. I always cracks about these people go on this show and don't learn how to drive a stick shift. I don't get it.
I'm saying you have Bobby Moynihan has seen you ride a Zamboni naked.
Yeah.
That's a lot more street cred.
He hasn't seen it. He wants to see it. I haven't shown it to him yet. So.
That's a lot more street cred than these Vine people have on The Amazing Race.
You think that'd be enough to get Kimmel on the show?
I see you've been Twitter bombing Kimmel.
Yeah. I've said I'm going to do it till he responds.
I thought it was till you die.
Yeah, I said I go until I die. So I said I think I went 30 years ago.
Oh, 30 years of this? I'm not done following you, Jack.
I'm going to keep trying. But anyway, that's it. That's all we got. Thanks for joining us.
That's it. We're done. That's the beginning and the end.
The beginning and the end. And Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
It's all right, Jack. It's all right.